Appreciating rap and hip-hop has been a learning experience for my white father and I. Writer's note. Rap and hip-hop are listened to by a wide variety of people from all walks of life, including those who are white. The concern that arises from white people listening to rap music is the appropriation of hip-hop culture. Cultural appropriation is defined in the Cambridge English Dictionary as the act of taking or using things from a culture that is not your own, especially without showing that you respect this culture. Cultural appreciation, on the other hand, is the act of acknowledgement and respect for a culture, using it as an avenue to learn from the experience. Rap music can both be appropriated and appreciated by white people. The goal is to ensure that white people are aware of their appropriating habits and transform them to appreciate the music, especially for avid listeners of rap music like myself and my dad. I am a 20-year-old straight white male studying at the University of Colorado Boulder. My love for rap music came from my dad, who introduced me to the genre at a fairly young age. He is a 45-year-old straight white male who runs a small, successful blue-collar business in Douglas County, Colorado. I was raised by my dad in the affluent town of Castle Rock, which according to the most recent census is 92% white. Rap has become a learning experience for my dad and I due to our positionalities in the cultural bubble that we grew up in. Through our narratives, we want to showcase how the only choice is to appreciate hip-hop culture, especially by reflecting on the mistakes we have made in the past. These narratives also provide context into our introduction into rap music, stories of us appreciating rap music, and why we have grown so fond of the genre. This autoethnography showcases the journey from one generation to another, through the lens of rap music and hip-hop culture. Our stories and analysis of listening to hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop culture and rap music can be a learning experience, especially for people of privilege, although many may not treat it as such. People like myself and my dad, who grew up in primarily white neighborhoods and white schools, get a very limited chance to learn about black culture. Hip-hop and rap music can be an opportunity, or introduction, to learn about aspects of black culture. My dad explains his first experience with rap music and why he was drawn to it.
I first listened to rap music when I was about 12 years old in 1987. I lived in a lower-income, working-class, predominantly white suburb and listened to new wave, alternative, and punk music prior to that. My social group were punks and skateboarders, and we all took to rap music because it had a very anti-establishment message which was parallel to our punk music. We listened to socially conscious rap like Public Enemy, KRS-One, and Eric B. and Rakim, lyricists who taught us about African-American struggles that we were unfamiliar with. We would skate to rap. The rhythms and beats were way more infectious than some of the alt-white bands we listened to prior. It was great to listen to while skating halfpipe.
Hip-hop entered its golden age roughly around 1987, with new artists and modes of expression being formed through the medium of rap. My dad touched on the rebellious nature of rap music, it being an avenue for him and his youth to express themselves. He also explained how it was a learning experience for him. This fascination for hip-hop stems from its ability to teach people about the culture through its counter-hegemonic messaging. Many white people have a lack of exposure to other cultures, which hinders our ability to have real-life dialogue and gain knowledge about the experiences of others. Real-world interaction and engagement is irreplaceable to learn about struggles, but listening from a first-person point of view through rap music is also incredibly insightful. Learning about others' struggles is an important aspect when reflecting on your own positionality and privilege. My dad provided some names of rappers from the era who were able to inform him about black struggles. Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim, released in 1986. It tells a story from Rakim's first-person point of view about how money, and therefore capitalism, can trap black people. One of the most notable songs from this time period that exemplified struggles of the black community, sparking a nationwide rally, was Fight the Power by Public Enemy. In the summer of 1989, it became a catalyst for free speech and highlighted the struggles that the band members had faced in their own lives. In a 2014 interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Hank Shockley, founding member of the rap group, stated, "We lived in the suburbs and we were sandwiched by nothing but white communities. It was like we were the leftovers. We got what the white communities didn't want to have. We got their spillovers. So we always had to kind of fight this adversity. We wanted to just make something that was going to say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, I'm going to fight the system." Fight the Power is known as one of the greatest rap songs of all time for its ability to acknowledge the issues and use its lyrics to empower a rebellion for the greater good. This is just one of the examples from the time, though, that both informed and fought for change. A few years later, KRS-One released their hit single Sound of Da Police, which was able to showcase the power difference between police officers and those in the black community. It was an era of rap music filled with incredible moments of challenging oppression. My dad listened to all of these songs and became attuned to the issues that were happening in black communities. I asked him if he was appreciating or appropriating the culture by listening to rap music. He acknowledges his moments of both appropriation and appreciation throughout his life.
Both, especially when I was a kid and a little less informed. I remember rap music elicited me to write a history paper on Huey P. Newton, co-founder of the Black Panther Party when I was in high school. Appreciation. However, I also used to walk around with a Georgetown starter jacket trying to look hip-hop without a real understanding that I was taking from a culture or even a heavily African-American university program. Sadly, I had the privilege to immediately incorporate all the coolness of rap culture without any of the danger or sacrifice. As I have gotten older, my appreciation is through the roof, where my appropriation has hopefully been filtered a little more carefully.
I believe that we have all had times of cultural appropriation and appreciation, like my dad has explained. Catherine Sorrells, author of Intercultural Communication, Globalization, and Social Justice, provides some background on the appropriation of hip-hop culture, writing, "The meaning of appropriation varies along a continuum from the idea of borrowing to mishandling to stealing, and raises questions about authenticity, ownership, and relations of power. Certainly, my dad wearing the Georgetown starter jacket is a form of appropriation. I believe that my dad has recognized his privilege and that moment of appropriation, and he is currently very appreciative of rap music. The goal is to make sure that we are all working towards appreciation. It's part of the reason why my dad first introduced me to rap music."
It's all about the music. Everything about hip-hop gives us a lens to learn about people in the African-American community that we wouldn't otherwise learn or understand given where you were raised. It's not just the spoken lesson we get, but the way that they package it and present it. Beats, flow, theatrics of ego, everything. It's a learning experience that is packaged with perfect artistry.
My dad used rap music as a way to teach me about things that I otherwise wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn. My positionality made it difficult for me to understand things that were happening outside of my cultural bubble. Rap music provided me with a better teacher of these issues than my dad ever could be, and I certainly wasn't learning any of this in school. He showed me the same songs from when he was younger, as well as many more. While we drove in the car, he would play the music and tell me to pay attention to the lyrics. After a song would finish, he would pause the music and help my young mind unpack the history behind the lyrics. He would explain what was happening during the time of recording and what the lyrics were meant to convey. My curiosity was piqued and I would ask more questions in order to get full understanding. These conversations would happen often, and it was a great way for me to learn about the oppression and struggle of many black communities. As I got older, I became more interested in rap music and hip-hop culture. I started to branch out from the rap music that my dad had introduced me to and discover more modern artists who would tell similar stories to their predecessors. Logic, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Kid Cudi, Kanye West, Childish Gambino, and many more filled my ears on the daily. I loved the technological nuances of the modern era of rap, but still gravitated towards a music that was driven by honest lyrics that were socially conscious. Logic's first studio album, Under Pressure, marked the first time that I had shared something entirely new with my dad. We were riding around in my dad's Jeep in the winter of 2014. I asked my dad if I could have the aux jack, letting him know that I had an album for us to listen to. He smiled while handing me the cord. I could sense his anticipation. Specifically, the song Gang Related taught us about Logic's dangerous and violent childhood, the struggles of residing in his broken home in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It was such a stark contrast to how my dad and I grew up and really allowed us to reflect on our own privilege. Another moment that struck us while we were listening to the album was when my dad and I listened to Nikki. This song is about the struggle of addiction, which is something that he knew personally, and it moved him. This is why I love rap music. It has the ability to open your eyes unlike any other genre. Dad wasn't stuck listening to the same music he grew up listening to as a kid. He had this incredible ability to find new hip-hop that I didn't. He continued to watch rap and hip-hop evolve into the modern era. My dad and I can both appreciate rap and hip-hop from old and new. I recall a moment where my dad sat me down and made me listen to Jadena's first album, The Chief. It was a warm summer day up at our cabin near Deckers, Colorado. I heard my dad call me into our living room. He said, "Sit down." I promptly sat down on our couch, wondering if I was in trouble, thinking about all the mischievous things that I had done in recent memory. Dad grabbed his phone and plugged it into our sound system. He looked at me and said, "Just listen." I smiled, knowing that class was in session. It had been a while since we had listened to music like this together. A year prior, I got my driver's license, which meant that we didn't spend as much time together in the car sharing all of the music that we were finding and learning from. He joined me on the couch and let the music fill the room. We both listened attentively to the entire duration of the album, 57 minutes and 30 seconds to be exact. The album was something so different than I had ever heard. Jadena is an American-Nigerian rapper, and some songs on the album gave insight into his multicultural upbringing through thoughtful and well-crafted lyrics. Other songs acknowledge the pressing issue of current-day inequalities and police violence. The album is a journey that blends many different hip-hop elements and had an African flair that made it extremely unique. This is one of the most clear moments of how my dad and I have bonded over music that I can remember. To this day, I still listen to this album because I don't want to forget the moment of both bonding and instruction. I find that I learn new things every time I listen. Rap has given me and my dad an overwhelming curiosity about race and cultural relations in the United States. I am always eager to learn and listen to rap music old and new. From learning and listening, we get this beautiful opportunity to engage in thoughtful dialogue together, and the first step is awareness. Like my dad, I want to be able to pass on this love and appreciation for rap music and hip-hop culture to the next generation. Through their own discoveries, I'm excited for the moment where they can show me what they are learning. It is incredibly important to understand what happens within other cultures, especially because of its capability to open reflection of your own positionality and privilege. Rap has given my dad and I that ability not only to learn, but actually engage in intercultural communication together. I would certainly be lost without all of the experiences that rap has given me, and I am incredibly grateful for my dad who showed me the way.